by your Spirit, O God, lead me. Jesus, by your Spirit, O God, lead us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Meet every need tonight by your Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Meet, O Lord, by your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, save me for this.
give us, O Lord, what you have for us tonight. Dear Lord, out of your fullness, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, 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 more, O Lord, we hunger for you, Jesus, we want you.
Spiritually, you can tell me if you think so. But somebody has said you are what you eat. Is that true? Okay, Brother Frank thinks it's true spiritually. I knew a family that ate a lot of potato chips. I also knew another family, at least one member of the family that, no, two members of the family. They ate at McDonald's every day. Supersize. I think they were living proof that you are what you eat. Now, it may not always work that way. Some people can eat nothing and still gain weight. And some people can eat everything and still lose weight. I understand. But I think spiritually, you are what you eat. If you eat junk food all day today, spiritually, you're probably going to be a junkie or something like that. Not so good. If you eat the food that you're supposed to, bread of heaven, Lord, I want more. I want to feed on you. David the psalmist says, we have a feast of fat things. I don't know what fat things are, but I think it means something good. Something palatable, something that will sustain me. And in the Bible, we're really told what that bread is. I am, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And he always offers himself to us. You remember it was the first Monday, so more than a week ago, a week and a half ago, we had communion. And we were reminded that we're eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And he told us that. He told his disciples that in John 6. A lot of people didn't understand it and many people didn't like it. So they walked out the door and went down the block and turned away because they didn't like it. It's a hard saying. But there were those that liked it and they ate. And they found that he's able to satisfy. He's able to feed you so that you'll never be hungry ever again and you'll never thirst ever again. Eat my flesh and drink my blood and you'll never hunger and you'll never thirst. And I'll keep you going. And as your day, so shall your strength be. And we learn to live by that manna, by that food. And as we sang, Lord, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more, I thought of a time in the village when I was in the Nonantum group as a counselor, but we were meeting in the village all together for an evening service, and this young man was behind the piano. He was a Nonantum boy, but he played the piano quite well, very well. And so he was the pianist. And we were singing and we were having our meeting, and then we had the altar service. And at the altar service, in that meeting at least, there were so many boys that were calling on God and praying, seeking him. And we sang that chorus that we just sang now, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. And I remember he was behind the piano and he had his arms raised. He wasn't playing. He was just looking to the Lord, praising God, lost in feeding upon the Lord and eating what he was giving to that young man. And I heard him say something. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say this before, but he said, Lord, I can't take any more. When we were singing, feed me till I want no more, Lord, I can't take any more. I've had so much. I've had my full. I'm like Joey Chestnut. I've had 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes, and I can't take any more. I've had enough. And I thought went into my head, and I went over to behind him, and I said, Lord, enlarge his capacity. Give him a bigger stomach, a bigger appetite, a bigger soul. Lord, increase. Well, that goes back to this morning. Lord, decrease me and increase you, and I want more. I want more, and he has more. Now, I don't know if anybody here tonight would say, oh, I can't take any more. I think we all maybe would say, Lord, I need more. I want more. Do you want more tonight? All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he supplies. Life would be worthless without him. Have all the money in the world, have all the everything in the world, have everything that you want from this world, and life would be worthless without him. Now, I don't know that because I've never been there, but the man that we read about in the Bible called Paul the Apostle, he almost was there. Maybe he was there. He had everything. He had all the fame and he had the fortune, he had the knowledge and he had everything. The accolades were heaped on him. The member of the Sanhedrin, the big shot Apostle Paul or Saul at the time. And then he said, all of that, all of my reputation, my fame, my fortune, my pedigree, all of that, what does it amount to? It amounts to loss. It's dung, it's refuse. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. I want to win and know Christ. And he seemed to never get an appetite that was satiated. He always had a hunger for more. I want to know him. He wrote that in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians is the last epistle that Paul wrote to a church. And he writes it as an older man, and he said, I want to know him. Well, Paul, you do know him already. You've fed on him and been eating for I don't know how many years now. And I want to know him. I don't know. I want to know him. I want to know him. How far have you come? Far enough? Don't need any more? Got enough? Been to Gilgal? Been there? Done that? Maybe even hit Bethel? Gone on for a few victories at Jericho? Where are we? I don't know where we all are. Have we come to the place where we've crossed over Jordan and said, Lord, you must increase. I want all that you have for me. I want a double portion, Lord. I want it all. I need more tonight. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus, everything. Now I'm torn between singing All That I Want Is in Jesus or singing A.B. Simpson's song himself. Anybody have a choice between the two? Himself. Okay, let's sing himself. That's number 31 in the white book. Number 31 in the white book. Maybe you'd like to stand as we sing 31. In just a moment, if you'd like to take your seats. Before we do, let's pray for the rest of camp. We don't want to forget them. I believe I'm correct that tonight the boys are gathering in the village. That end of camp is gathering in the village for their last official big meeting together. And we want to pray for them. That Jesus will meet them tonight. All the prayers that have gone up on their behalf. I wonder how many thousands of prayers have gone up. It seems like just these 2 weeks there must have been 1,000. Between all the prayers I've heard you pray and the different prayer meetings, staff prayer meetings, other prayer. Just so many times we've asked God and we've prayed for those. Lord, we claim an answer to all those prayers. Lord, it's been almost a couple weeks. Soon these kids will all be going home. Lord, wherever home is for them. Oh, God. God, go with Santiago back to St. Louis. God, my God. Others of these boys, Lord, that come from really no man's land. They go back to family that don't know you or follow you. Jesus, we pray that that good thing that you have wrought in them during this time, the thing that you have built upon some of them from last year and the year before and maybe the year before that, establish it, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will embed into their hearts the things that they've learned and the things that they've been assured of. And you will seal, O God, that work. Lord, where the enemy would like to rob, steal, and destroy, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will raise up a standard against it. And Lord, you are able to keep and continue to work in these boys. Lord, maybe there's still someone back there tonight that hasn't yet yielded to you, hasn't yet fully surrendered to you, hasn't yet put it all on the altar. We pray, Lord, that tonight they will. Jesus, that they won't linger until tomorrow, oh God, the last day. But Lord, work in them a deep work, oh God. You're able to change them tonight for all eternity. Set the course of their lives in different directions. So Lord, we pray for them. We pray, I don't know who's handling your word, maybe all the counselors or whomever you choose. Oh God, we pray that you will anoint their mouth and their lips, and as they speak, may they speak under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and may they speak as an oracle of God, and may they speak words right into the hearts of these boys. We ask you, Lord, for Jesus' sake, do the same in the cottage. They're probably finished with their evening devotions and prepared for bed, if not already there. But Lord, bless these little ones. We pray that you will continue to work in them. And likewise, Lord, you've saved so many in the cottage. They got their start at camp in the cottage. Well, it's no wonder. They've heard you every day speak to their hearts. They've had opportunities over and over again. It's no wonder that you get after them and they yield to you and they give their hearts to you. And Lord, now we pray for them also that you'll keep that which you've wrought in these little hearts. And Lord, here we are. Lord, have we all laid ourselves on the altar of sacrifice? Do you have all of us the way you want to? Lord, have we all caught a sight of you that has riveted our attention? And do we all want more? Do we all want more? Lord Jesus, if it hasn't been yet a finished product in our hearts, if you haven't been able to give us the hunger and the thirst after yourself that you desire, we pray that you'll do it tonight. Lord, we can't sing it into our hearts. We can't preach it into our hearts. Only the Holy Spirit can open our hearts and our ears and our eyes. But Jesus, we thank you that you do and you will. And we trust you to do it in a greater way in all of us. So Lord, bless camp. Bless the whole camp tonight. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done at camp. Lord, thank you for those that are here tonight for the first time and the last time. Lord, bless the Petfields. Dear Lord, bless Brother John. Lord, bless those that are here for a day or two and, Lord, are going then away from us. Bless those of us who are here for another day or two. And bless all those that will be here for another period or two. And, Lord, continue your work and make us hungry for more. More for Jesus' sake. We also thank you that Brother Paul is back, Lord. Thank you for your hand that's been outstretched over him as we've prayed, Lord. We thank you that you've heard prayers, and we thank you for the answer, and thank you that he can be here tonight and back behind the organ. And Lord, we just pray you continue to bless and strengthen and heal that hand, Lord Jesus, and above and beyond what we could even ask or think. Let there be victory, O God. Victory won for the kingdom. We thank you for it. Amen. And that fourth stanza. Once it was my working, once I tried to use him, now he uses me. Once the power I wanted. For the waitresses. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that you've put into their heart as they served you. We've been the beneficiaries. But Lord, they've done it for you, not for us only. Lord, they've done it as unto you. And as we do it for you, Lord, you somehow make up the difference. And you make up the tiredness and give us the strength. And you make the exchange. And Lord, you bless them. And I think, Lord, that you have blessed these waitresses. And Lord, you are answering the desire of their heart and the prayer they prayed last 2 weeks, 2 days ago, whatever it was. Lord, Spirit of God, descend upon their hearts. Wean their hearts from earth and through all its pulses move. And Lord, stoop to their weakness, mighty as you are. Lord, and you have done that and are doing that. And Lord, help them to love you as they ought to love. We thank you for them and what you've done through them, and we pray, Lord, that you will reward them as only you can.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, and so we thank you for it, and we pray it in your precious name.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to thank the Lord, first of all. Thank you for your prayers for me. I had relatively minor surgery on my hand, and of course, you never can tell what will happen. My sister used to work for a hospital, and they had what they called rounds. And there were perhaps 20, 25 doctors. That would be the one of these amphitheaters. And there would be a case that they all had to evaluate and give their opinion on what they would do. And she said that all 25 had a different opinion on how they would deal with this situation. So you really have to put your trust in the Lord with these professionals. But I also want to thank the Lord for, when Brother Ernie mentioned the prayer, the meeting tonight in the village, I was reminded of the days when I was a camper. I started coming here when I was 11 years old. And Monday nights we had prayer meeting, And in those days, the what is now the dining room and kitchen used to be where the campers had their beds, their bunks. And the kitchen was right outside here, where the it's torn down now. But what's the what is now the library used to be the dining room, and then there was a kitchen right on this lawn out here. But anyway, we would meet in the palace. It was still called the palace, and up in the right-hand corner. Now, what would that be now? The adult dining room. That was our chapel. And I remember on Monday nights how the Lord would meet us. Brother Carl Saylor was the he had a way with prayer, with boys, and he somehow the Lord met us in a very special way. He was the caretaker. He was Brother Tom, but he had a touch with the Lord, and he would join the boys. And how the Lord met us there, the boys got filled with the Holy Spirit, and wonderful, wonderful things that the Lord can do in young people. Children, cottagers, I think it was last year where we had grandparents who gave their hearts to the Lord in the cottage. That was a wonderful experience to have those different generations here. But how the Lord has met young and old on these grounds in past years, and so I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that I had I had witnessed it, and I can see what God can do. I may have mentioned this before, but it's just amazing how in the cottage, how the Lord can just come and bring total silence on a group of kids, lively kids, and somehow the Holy Spirit can descend on a group like that. And so I'm thankful for all the wonderful works that God has done in this camp. And I pray it will continue.
Yes.
You know, the corporations, they have these plans that go 10, 15, 20 years in advance. But, I pray that God will continue this work for many, many more years. His presence on these grounds is so mighty.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have been taught not to speak too much of the presence of God. Not to speak glibly of it, but just to appreciate God for what He has done. So many people come, and as soon as they step on these grounds, they sense the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, and that's something that we can cherish here. May God continue to use this place so many can come to the Lord, many will come to the Lord and experience Him in a way that they might not otherwise experience. But I'm thankful for you all, and I thank you for this wonderful summer so far. We hate to see Brother Ernie and Sister Joyce go, but we thank God for their ministries and for all the ministers at camp. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. As someone who sees the different ministers all summer, they're all different. They all have different styles, and God uses all of them, and I'm really very, very thankful.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.